While Turkey has faced growing domestic economic troubles, its foreign policy under President Erdogan has also come under pressure. One of the key setbacks has been the unraveling of his vision to establish a strategic bloc of Turkic-speaking nations under Turkish leadership built around the Organization of Turkic States, OTS. This decline became more visible after Kazakhstan, Uzbekistan, and Turkmenistan each appointed ambassadors to Cyprus in a move seen as a clear deviation from Ankara's position on the Cyprus dispute. The three Central Asian nations, which have historically aligned with Turkey due to linguistic and cultural ties, have shifted closer to the European Union. Their recognition of Cyprus through diplomatic representation is viewed as a blow to Turkey's long-standing effort to secure international legitimacy for Turkish Republic of Northern Cyprus, which only Turkey recognizes. The development also coincides with renewed international discussions on the future of Cyprus, including an informal meeting scheduled for late July under UN auspices. In response to these challenges, political figures in Northern Cyprus criticized the Central Asian countries' decisions, calling them a betrayal. The Turkish-backed administration in Northern Cyprus expressed disappointment. National parties in Turkey described the recognition of Cyprus as unacceptable. Despite this, Ankara's official response has been muted, likely due to its desire to avoid a fresh confrontation with the European Union. The shift by Central Asian republics has been interpreted by analysts as the end of Erdogan's dream of unifying Turkic states from China's borders to the Black Sea. The OTS was formalized through the Nakhchivan Agreement in 2009 and later transformed into a structured organization. Turkey had hoped to use this alliance to increase its geopolitical influence and rally support for sensitive issues such as the international recognition of Northern Cyprus. In 2022, the Turkish Republic of Northern Cyprus joined the OTS as an observer, and in 2024, its president was invited as honorary guest to the summit in Bishkek. However, during the EU Central Asia Leaders Summit held on April 3 and 4 in Samarkand, Uzbekistan, the three countries made it clear that their commitments lie with the international law. The final joint statement explicitly referenced UN Security Council resolutions rejecting recognition of Northern Cyprus. The summit, attended by top EU officials, was aimed at deepening institutional, economic, and trade cooperation between Europe and Central Asia. As part of its regional engagement strategy, the EU has launched a 12 billion euros fund for Central Asian countries. To increase their access to this fund, several Turkic-speaking republics have prioritized building stronger ties with Greece and the Greek Cyprus government, despite knowing Turkey's sensitivities. This signals that these countries are placing a higher value on strategic and economic relations with Europe over cultural and linguistic unity with Turkey. In conclusion, Erdogan's ambitions for leading a unified Turkic world under OTS framework have been seriously challenged. With Turkey's domestic problems growing and Central Asia drawing closer to the European Union, Ankara's regional influence may continue to erode, pushing Erdogan's pan-Turkic project to the margins.